Okay. Sun's coming up. It's an orange ball in the morning sky. It's about 6:30 in the morning. Not quite hot yet. Oh. You got an apple? Mm. Oh, yesterday, the YouTube algorithm tossed a few videos at me from the Gravel Institute. Which one of its videos proudly proclaimed is an antidote to PragerU, which is very right-wing, very conservative. Of course, that video says, oh, it's being backed by evil corporations and stuff like that. So I was like, okay, well, all right. So I'm watching a few of these. Very, very much about labor unions and public health care, public child care. Being their big, it seems, their big things. They're very, very much about labor unions and stuff like that, and I was just reading I was just listening to this one lady who was did a video about why socialism hasn't really caught on in America, and we're not concentrated enough to generate the kind of squalor that at least the Gravel Institute's brand of socialism feeds on. If you're allowed to spread out and be a little more independent, socialism doesn't form. So they go, well, there's no strong sense of community. And when you think about it, the socialism that people desire, like Black Lives Matter and things like that, only really foment very well in easily identifiable communities that that feel oppressed, or that you can portray them as oppressed, and they go, yeah. That's why blacks, it really doesn't work. They've really tried hard to try to make it a person of color thing. They really want a larger group. Hispanics, for instance, they really want them to be the next blacks. You know, trumpeting perceived inequalities but it's not working very well. Because Hispanic is not a culture. It's not even particularly a people. Just because you have a brown skin, or you come from some other part of the United States, you come from Central or South America, or Mexico, which is North America. Sorry, don't mean to offend you while you're trying desperately to string disparate people together who have far more allegiance to their individual homelands, Nicaragua, you know, El Salvador, Honduras, or South America, you know, Venezuela or Colombia. Heck, half of us up here don't even know some of the countries down there. Bolivia, you ever heard of that one? That's a country in South America. You never heard of that one, did you? We said, and yet we all say that we know and understand these people on a very deep level. And you go, you don't even know what country they were born in. Their background, you don't know anything about them. You just want to lump them into this big group, mostly for political reasons. If I can get all these people to identify this way and to feel some kind of unity with this group, and then point out where America isn't working well for them, then you're in trouble. Now, you know, it says, it doesn't work so well in New Mexico. We have an interesting mix here. Spaniards came here early on. Of course, they're Europeans. Did they intermix with the native populations? Some did. Although they were, you know, this was all a huge caste system, which America doesn't really have. Although the forces of socialism, communism, whatever, really want to gin up this kind of thing. And you go, you have to understand, in New Mexico, there's, I call them Spaniards. I don't know if that's particularly accurate or not. They tend to identify as more European, so they actually have more, they kind of have more in common with other Europeans than they do with people who tend to say, well, I'm more of an Amerindian sort of thing. And you go, oh, what? So, the Gravel Institute is really about, it's spelled gravel. It's okay. I don't know if that's intentional. I tend to find that these kinds of groups work hard on symbolism, because symbolism's a big thing. It's powerful. I mean, God does a lot of symbolism. It's powerful. I'm trying to accomplish things just as readily as anybody else is. The big difference is, he's got what it takes to win. Nobody else really does. Including Satan. You know? Satan works just to be the anti-God. That's why when you say an atheist and you go, oh, well, they're evolved, they don't believe in this stuff anymore. And you go, oh, no, no, it's just an anti-movement. Prager, that's why the Gravel Institute, at least early on, was purporting itself. It's pretty new, so it doesn't have a lot of stuff out there. Although it does have lots and lots of support from interesting people. You know, and they're trying to play up being the underdog to this big, huge, you know, monolith that PragerU is. And you're going, I don't know. To be honest, PragerU kind of grew up in an organic way. The Gravel Institute is an anti-something. Just like Satan is. Satan is the anti-God. He doesn't have to make sense as long as he's in opposition to God. It really ends up just being a blood feud for him. Although God's saying, I already won that battle. It's already won. You being an influence on earth are just a source of trials. He's on parole right now. Oh, I shouldn't even say it like that. It's not a parole thing. He serves a purpose for God. Therefore, he's allowed to operate. But it will be very much seen that he can't. And that his power to do anything will be taken away like the flipping of a switch. Another indication that God is God. Satan simply provides needed opposition to make the testing good. God's trying to figure out how you'll behave in tough circumstances. Therefore, circumstances have to be tough. Anyway, so yeah, anti-PragerU, and Alicia gets really worried that I'll get taken in by this stuff. It's not an unjustified worry. I'm trying to look at this carefully. This last video, which tried to show why socialism didn't work, it didn't really do a good job of figuring out how these things could be overcome. But you can see in other ways how like the Democratic Party are working hard to encourage and set up the conditions under which socialism would tend to flourish. It needs to be more European, needs to be more compressed, everybody living on top of each other, everybody suffering in similar ways. Socialism was really born out of a communitarianism. But it comes from communitarianism gone bad, and then fomented to make other things happen. It really ends up being a battle between the rich and powerful on one side and the charismatic on the other side. You have to understand that under both circumstances, most people are pawns of both, of one or the other, and you're just kind of choosing which overlord you will be enslaved to. W.E.B. Dubois, or Du Bois, I kind of say Du Bois, I don't know if that's how he pronounced it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They brought up a quote from him, the proletariat of, the dictatorship of the proletariat. And it's like, you know, number one, people don't know what the proletariat is, so that's not working anymore. That worked at a certain time in the past when people knew what being a prole meant. They don't feel that way, you know. Identity politics is a two-edged sword. When you start telling people that they need to identify by certain ways, their neighborhood or their skin color or something like that, it's hard to unify these people. So to a large extent, you don't even try. They still end up being these different groups that are after different things. The larger socialist movement just tries to weave together common ground amongst people who have been so fomented into not behaving that way. You know, it's almost like, well, we're gonna build up this certain way of thinking, and then we're gonna have to tear half of it down to try to accomplish what we want. And it becomes tricky because each one of these groups is gonna have their bosses, their charismatic figures. And you really have to get those charismatic figures signed on to your thing. And it's really a game that has to be played, you know. I need to be loyal to my groups. You know, I need to show them that I'm one of them. Socialism promises me more power if I unify with other groups, but that's tricky. I might lose power to one of these other groups if I'm too effective at weaving them together. And they always fall because the charismatics can't really pull it off. You know, can I be honest? They're not God. That's really the only way that any of this stuff works. That's why when I talk about the terrestrial kingdom, I said, man, it's socialism. It's a socialistic utopia that could not be done among these people. Can't do it. Okay, well, I'm finished. Oop, just one more thing. Whatever. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.